especially want to welcome His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj. It is always nice for me to feel your affection, Maharaj, and your kindness. It is very nourishing. And when the devotees heard this morning that you would come, they were all very happy. And I think I will give my workshop, and then there will be a question and answer session. And perhaps I can invite you to come here and we can share the question and answers. You can sometimes speak and sometimes me. Good. I want to also thank other devotees. Our Marcy has come. I know Marcy from the Dishi Mountains. Is it Dishi Mountain? Dizin. Dizin Mountains in Persia. We had a wonderful session there, when it was still a little bit easier for foreigners to enter Persia. And just recently I saw a photo where we were all in the mountains, large group, near a little river, and we had danced there, like anything, with stones, yes. So, good. So, I see also some other new faces. I have not seen you before. I may not know your names. So I thought today we will do a little workshop, and we will start with a kirtan where we try to apply a little bit what we have learned. Remember our little Isha formula? Isham is also a name of Krishna. It means the controller or the Lord and Master of the universe. Before you do anything and you set your mind and you form an intention, it's called a sankalpa. Then we were talking about doing what we do with some sincerity. It means we aspire to do things in a real way. We connect with, in kirtan, we glorify Krishna. So our sincere attempt is to know, you are my Lord and Master, and I'm your servant who is now a little bit lost in this world. Please accept me. And then we apply some attention. So I thought we will chant just a little bit, and then I will go into a workshop. Workshop is different than a lecture. We will do a lot of trying different techniques, different styles. This melody I always call Ananda, the Ananda Chaitanya melody. I must tell you, I have all my memories, my melodies have names attached to them. And this melody I learned when Ananda Chaitanya showed us his boat in Switzerland, and we had a very, very eventful boat tour on the lake. And during this tour, we learned to take shelter of Krishna. So then from that day on, I chanted this melody. It's something to where I feel we take full shelter in Krishna. Namo, everyone. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatya Desadharine Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Omaknavindam. So before we start, how will this kirtan be different from all the other kirtans which you have done? Is it just that, okay, this is what we do, so let's do it? I think we need to come away from the mechanical chanting where we do things thoughtlessly, but come to a more natural form of Krishna consciousness, where we do things with the awareness and also with devotion. So we will address Krishna. Now, I always tell the devotees, let's sing a song we never sang before, a serious Hare Krishna mantra. So we will do this, sit properly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare louder, please, as you really mean it. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Everybody, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody, one more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Gauranitaya, 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 Gauranitaya. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
In our Vaishnava tradition, there has always been some sort of discussion between these two elements, devotional expression or devotional feelings and musical skill. Once the famous Govinda Swami was invited to give a kirtan performance in the temple of Naji. At that time, this temple was built on top of the... It's still there, actually, the temple, but the temple was on top of the Govardhan hill, and the deity was worshipped inside. Now the deity has gone to Natatvar. It's a temple which still some Gujarati Vaishnavas, they like to visit there. They go up the hill, and I think there is a deity there, but not the original deity, which was found by Madhavendra Puri, the deity whose little boy, Naji, like this. So Govinda Swami gave a stunning kirtan performance with esaraj, veenas, tablas, and ragas. Now, as he left the temple, he passed the night guard, the chokidar, whose name was Pile, something like Pele, whom the football lovers amongst you know. So his name was Pile. And this lance bearer, he had the duty to guard the temple in the night from any robbers who would maybe go there and steal the jewelry of the deity, and he was posted there for securities. These were troubled times. The Moguls were in the government, and so Pile would sing throughout the night to keep himself basically awake. He would sing, and he was not really a good singer. He had a hoarse voice. The English word horse means something else than a coin. It means like me, you know. So he was singing, and he was there leaning on his lance, and he was a very good devotee, but terrible singer. So when Govinda Swami passed him with his musicians, you know, all these very well-kept and dressed musicians, Govinda Swami heard him and said, "How can you dare to sing after this concert? You will just be a noise in the ear of the deity. Please don't sing. You spoil the atmosphere." Have you had this? And sometimes in our circles, there are also terrible singers, and you know, when they sing, you feel you want to crawl up the walls, you know. It's just so emotionally aggressive. and so Govinda Swami had this reaction. He forbade him to sing, and Pilate was, oh my God, I can't sing, how will I survive the night? But he followed. Govinda Swami was Govinda Swami, very well respected Swamiji. So in the morning, the pujari came in and wanted to, bathe the deities and dress him. But he noted around the eyes were small like this of the deity, and they were red. And this pujari was very exalted. He said, "Oh, Gopalji, that's another name of the deity. You look very finished. What happened to you?" And then Naji said, "I couldn't sleep the whole night." "Why couldn't you sleep the whole night? There was no storm. There was no problem. No pilot did not sing." "Pilot, the land spearer? Yes, he always sings in the night. He sings with so much devotion. I feel just so pleased in my heart. I can relax after playing the whole day. I need to relax a little, and then I sleep very nicely." "Yeah, but why didn't he sing? Yeah, your Govinda Swami, whom you invited to give the concert, he didn't allow him to sing. You know, Krishna is like a little boy, Naji, no? He sometimes tells to Mother Yashoda, "Oh, Yashoda, why is my hair so short? I want it to be long so that I can make a braid in my hair like the braid of Radha." Yashoda said, you must eat more butter and drink more milk, then your hair will grow. So then, after a week, Gopal again says, "Maya, my hair has not grown. Balaram's hair is so long, but my hair does not grow." And so like a little boy, will talk like this to the mother. The Lord told this pujari, "I couldn't sleep. I was not relaxed. I played the whole day. Was still tense in my heart from playing with the other boys. I couldn't sleep, and Pila was not there to sing me to sleep." So the pujari said, "So your wish is that Pila should sing in the night?" "He must sing, otherwise I can never sleep, and I always look like this." The pujari, he went personally to find Pila, the land spearer, and he was a night guard. He was already in his hut, and he tried to sleep, but he was still crying that he cannot sing for Gopalji. Afterwards, after all, a devotee who sings for the Lord, he thinks that is the main service. Do you know, in the spiritual world, there are few services like singing for Radha and Krishna. That's first. Then comes cooking. Then comes dressing their hair. And then comes bringing them together so that they can meet. So the Lord definitely likes his devotees to sing for him. And the pujari said, "Pile, not here, not here," said Pile. "Pile is no more. Pile is broken. Pile must be thrown away. He cannot serve the Lord." So the pujari came in. "Why are you so depressed?" "Oh, Govindaji told me, Govinda Swami told me I cannot sleep. My voice is so bad." And the pujari said, "Naji told me that he wants you to sing, because you sing with so much devotion, he can relax. And then he can sleep. So since that time, it is always discussed also in our Hare Krishna movement. What is more important? Bhava, the devotional feelings. You remember, Jiva Goswami spoke about how kirtan creates extraordinary devotional feelings. That's technically the term is bhava, the kirtan bhava, or skills. And the answer is, a devotee will try to sing pleasing Krishna. And one of the aspects of pleasing Krishna is to sing nicely with musical skill. No? If you want to do something nice for someone whom you really love, you don't just throw something before him. You want to make sure that it's as nice as you can offer it. No? And so both is important, but this devotion always takes precedent over everything else. There's a verse which is quoted by Vrindavan Das Thakur. No, it's by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It comes from the Padyavali, and this verse says, my Lord, where was the knowledge of Prahlad? Where was the wealth of the Brahmin Sudama? Where was the courage of Maharaj, what is his name, who ruled, the father of Kamsa? Ugrasen. Where is the courage? He was thrown into prison by Kamsa. Where was the beauty of Kupcha? But you accepted them all. You accepted Prahlad, although he was a little boy. You accepted the poor Brahmin's gift, although it was only broken rice. You accepted Ugrasena and made him the king of the whole dynasty, although he had been imprisoned before by his son. And you actually corrected Kubja's bodily anomaly. And that shows that you are pleased by devotion. You are not pleased by knowledge. You are not pleased by wealth. You are not pleased by courage. You are not pleased by beauty. You are only pleased by devotion. So this is in bhakti always very, very important. And the practical way to learn this devotion is to learn the art of humility. Our humility is not the same which the materialists will talk about. Our humility is always in relationship to Krishna. Humility with our body means to serve the Lord and the devotees in a menial way. With our mind means where we avoid pride and false role playing, so that we can please the Lord more, etc. Good. It's very important to know these things, because when we look for a kirtan leader, we look for a devotee. No? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati challenges kirtan. He says, kirtan is called sankirtan when many people perform it together. Now, but will it be worthy of the name sankirtan if some worthless people without any eagerness for Sri Bhagavan's service come together to shout in unison? Wow, this is heavy. Would you like to hear it again? Yes? Is this kirtan worth the name sankirtan if some worthless people without any eagerness for Sri Bhagavan's service, come together to shout in unison, it will be true Hari Sankirtan when we join the Sankirtan of true devotees who are serving Sri Bhagavan according to the principle established in the Vedas and Eliot Shastras. Yes. And he says, it's not Hari Sankirtan when it is conducted for the prevention of the epidemics of cholera or pox, for prosperity and trade, for gain, or for respect and fame. This kirtan is Maya kirtan, chanting within the jurisdiction of the illusory potency. So, maybe in our Hare Krishna movement, we don't chant for the prevention of cholera or pox. Prabhupada remembers a case when he was a little boy that in Calcutta, when there was a famine, no food, then one sadhu arranged a massive sankirtan to get rain so that the fields would be able to produce food again. So, according to the sankirtan, is something else, no? It is meant for Krishna, not for food. So we may not do this in our movement. Although I have heard preachers, I have heard of one case. One preacher went into the a radio station in America. He was invited there and said, "When we chant, then rain will come." There was no rain in that part of America. So the radio journalist said, "Okay, people out there, you have heard him. Let us all chant." So they chanted, and no rain came. Then the preacher was again invited. "We followed your formula, and it did not work." So then the devotee said, "You have... it's a spiritual activity, it's part of devotional service, we should actually sing this for the pleasure of Krishna." He corrected himself and corrected the audience, and then again he said, "Okay, everyone follow me, we are not on the radio show now, so Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." Yes, I know, you know. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. So he said the mantra and everyone had to follow them. They all became like Hare Krishnas. Even when the Hare Krishna is asleep and you start Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. they all chanted. And there was a rain flood coming. It really worked. I heard this. I heard this from someone, I don't know, I was in a lecture and the preachers he reported this. So it's not done for, now listen, it's not done for prosperity, that you become wealthy. Kirtan is not done for gain. I think we all don't do this, but now come the two big, which we may have. Kirtan is not done for respect. Ooh. And it is not done for fame. This kirtan is Maya kirtan, chanting within the jurisdiction of the illusory potency. So it's very important to stress this devotional aspect in the kirtan. And we will now really try this. We will do a kirtan. I will guide you into a kirtan exercise. Are you willing to do this? Krishna kirtan, no Maya kirtan? Good. Krishna kirtan, good. First of all, you must, I want to ask you, what is your greatest enemy when you do kirtan? Oh.
Mind.
Please,
you say? Mind, someone has said?
Distraction.
What? My knee?
Yeah, pains.
Pain in the knee. Or anywhere else. Pain in the... I was hearing when I asked what's the greatest obstacle or difficulty, I heard me. You will be surprised. Once one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what is the greatest enemy of the devotee? And Prabhupada answered, he himself is his greatest enemy. You have to stop being a rascal and you have to become a devotee. Prabhupada was, he was very perceptive. So yes, I would also say the kirtan stops being kirtan for us, glorifying Krishna, when I come in between with either pain or my distracted mind and so on. And therefore, I want to, first of all, before I, you know, I will do this exercise with you in a minute, I want to say, in kirtan, it's really important that you understand you're not the mind. When the mind moves, you don't have to move along. You can just, oh yes, you can go there out of the door or wherever you want, but I don't need to follow along. The mind, my dear devotees, has constant thoughts. There are emotional shifts. Sometimes we feel very different in our emotions all of a sudden. There are mood swings. Sometimes this japa retreat is not interesting for me. I have another mind. No. The thoughts are so subtle and fleeting, but although they are so fine and they come and go, they create in us desires which stay for a long time. Perhaps you know there are desires which stay for a long, long time. I would love to visit one day China for preaching. or we may have other desires which stay for a long, long time. And it comes because our mind has become, has touched some objects of sense gratification, and now it has produced desires. The mind, I like to call him for your hearing pleasure, the monkey mind. Now, have you ever watched monkeys in Vrindavan Dham? Yes. They grab something, the next moment they drop it, then they threaten someone, the next moment they are afraid and dash away like a lightning bolt. Then they swing on a branch and look at you and urinate at you. The next moment they are up to something else. Our mind is like that. And to prove this to you, Ramahari will like this because he is an experiential scientist. I would like to describe to you a very noteworthy object. I have a thermos. This is the small brother of the thermos who went to Kailash. Same family, same generation, same color. And I would like all of us to make an exercise to direct our mind on this thermos. It's not a foolish exercise. It's extremely deep. You will see. So for the next 3 minutes, don't think anything else than Tammuz. No, you can look at it see. After all, you're not the mind. You can direct the mind what it should do, isn't it? You are a normal person, a normal civilized person. The mind is not in control of you. Let's see this now. 3 minutes. Only don't think anything else. Okay, start now. Think only Tammuz. You have looked now for 35 seconds, but it's 3 minutes. Think only Tammuz. Krishna, Krishna. I will tune into your mind energy. Careful, I will enter your minds and find out what you think. Only Tammuz. Oh, my dear, everyone. No one is thinking Tammuz. You are from the areas where you don't take these experiments serious anyways. I did it in meditational settings. I did it with scientists who tried, and they noticed how the mind was not following their order, but was going anywhere else than the Tammuz. They were thinking, why is he making us to take part in such a foolish experiment? The mind was thinking this. The mind was thinking maybe of what they have to do still. The mind is thinking of so many other things. It cannot be kept in one place because it does its own thing. I remember when I was in Sweden, I have a godbrother who's very learned, Vegavan is his name. Vegavan Prabhu, who gives lectures in the universities, a very, very successful preacher, together with Ajit. They are the founders of this Swedish Yatra. And he he earns his money also as a psychotherapist. And he did a meditational session with us. And when we did this, I said to him, Vegavan, it did not work for me. My mind was even more uncontrolled. And I was thinking he would be defensive and try to defend his meditation practice. But no, he said, good, you have seen perhaps for the first time that you are different from the mind. You wanted it to meditate, but the mind had its own plan. The writer James Joyce says that's the stream of consciousness, but he's wrong. It's the wanderings of monkey mind. Consciousness is underlying the mind. It is deeper. So, my dear devotees, the mind is with you all the time, and it is responsible for your moods, your thoughts, your reactions, your responses to any stimuli. But it's a monkey mind. It's different from you. It's not you who's thinking. It's someone else who's thinking. And this is maybe one of the profoundest realizations of on the jnana path, and it is also important on the bhakti path, that we can control the wanderings of our mind. That when we also feel, for instance, that in our mind lust appears, we know that's not me. That's the mind who has gotten some input of the senses, perhaps the eyes, or perhaps the senses under the belt, you know, and now this feeling is there, but it's not my feeling. It's not my problem. My problem starts only at the moment where I identify with the monkey. Then the problem starts. But the other thing is not my problem. It's monkey mind's problem. Do you understand? It's only at the moment where you think, that's me. I have to take this serious. I have to work with on this, and so on. Then, you are caught up in the duality, in the world of the duality. And perhaps for some of us who are not yet transcendental situated, they may have to work a little bit on that platform. They may have to go a little under the clouds of the mind and work there. But they should always remember, I am a part and parcel of Krishna. I'm eternal. I'm blissful. I'm okay as a soul. Not when I identify with the mind. Then I'm in trouble. So when you do kirtan, let the thoughts come and go like the passing clouds on the sky, on the blue sky. And just don't pay attention to it. That is easy when you're not terrorized by tiredness. When you're tired, it becomes a little difficult. If you are not, then it's very nice. So I want to do now an exercise with you in a kirtan. I will just see with Gokrishna what we will sing. Are you ready?
Yes.
To meet monkey mind? That we have done already, that you have done when you did this. So sit straight, please. And your task will be to, first of all, when you sing, pronounce each syllable of the kirtan properly, and then listen attentively, right? But then comes your real word, your real task. You have at any moment the choice in this kirtan. Any single moment, you have the choice that will lead you to either be led closer to Krishna and the soul, or you have the choice to go with your monkey mind and follow him, chase him, and go further away from Krishna and the soul. Okay? So I want to, I might disturb you a little in your kirtan to provoke your monkey mind reaction. I don't know. I have to see if it's necessary. I would prefer to not do it. But remember, you have at any single moment the choice to either follow your monkey mind, which will grab at a new fleeting thought and run with it, or to be led further, closer to Krishna and the spirit soul. And the way you use that choice will decide your some of the kirtan experience which you now will make. Please, when your mind starts to move and run after the monkey of a new thought, then my dear devotees say, no, I want to be now with Krishna. I want to chant the holy name now. I don't want to follow where my mind goes. Yes? No? Middle?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Please, everyone, in one voice. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita
Radharana Shiva Sami Go Bhakta Vinda.
That was a little like Pilot, no? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Hare Hare
Oh
Hare
Rama, Rama, Rama.
Very nice to see how sincerely you are chanting. Can I just suggest this application of this exercise? It may not be necessary for all of you, but for some. When you see that your mind may go even a little bit out of the kirtan and follow what we could call the dashing monkey mind, no? Then please you bring the mind back from chasing after this monkey mind, or you bring the attention back from chasing after the thoughts of the mind, and you bring it back to the syllables of the kirtan. Please let's do this now, no?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare.
One more time, please, everybody chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
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 Hare
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Raise your hands in the sky and chant
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Jaya Gaura Natala,
Jaya
Gaura Natala, Jaya Gaura Natala, Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. This we will soon go in the question and answer session of this part. But here, in this part, we just wanted to look at a very important teaching, both for kirtan and for japa. That is, don't follow the mind when it starts to walk away from the syllables of the holy name. For this, you first of all need to really understand that this is not you. The mind is not you. I'm really sometimes I do not how to express it in the most politest of all terms. Sometimes I have discussed with my god brothers that the devotees who are not really understanding enough how their mind works, how it becomes attracted and detached from a thought, how it engages in the endless role-playing of our false ego, who always wants attention and wants to be praised and wants to find a place in human society, how the mind follows these various things and really makes everything which we endeavor to do in spiritual life very short-lived. We can maybe have a temporary high height where we have a heightened insight due to listening to a good lecture that uplifts our mind, or to due to reading something very inspiring in our books, or just anywhere, getting some good inspiration. But then the mind all of a sudden follows and goes away. And it goes away in very predictable terms. You know, we all had our karmic experiences in the life which we had before, and most of us also in the beginnings of this human form of life, and we have our thoughts. So a German will think like a German, a Gujarati will think like a Gujarati, a person from America will have one older devotee said, when we were bombed, I don't want to give his name, when this 9/11 event happened, you know, where some airplanes were seen attacking the Twin Towers, no? Then I was thinking, why have we been attacked? And he understood, my God, I'm still identifying with being an American. I'm still identifying with this culture. Although I have so often said, we are not the body, but here, when the Twin Tower, the symbols of our prosperity, were attacked, I was identified and disturbed. Why have we been attacked? No? We are so righteous, we are trying to take taking care that the world has law and order, you know, the American version of what that might be. We are trying to do this, and now we have been primitively and rudely attacked in a terroristic way. Why we? And then he understood, wait a minute, we are not, and perhaps it was not even the terrorists who attacked. There are many theories, ooh, and Bush said this, and maybe it's not so clear-cut, white and black, you know. Maybe there are many levels working. Maybe. I'm not saying yes or no, I'm saying maybe. So this identification of the with the self and the mind is very widespread. Don't think by joining the Hare Krishna movement and chanting a little Hare Krishna Hare Ram, you have become free from this. You have to see when the mind walks away, you have to catch it at that moment and bring it back, and not... Sometimes when I'm giving lectures and I see some devotees going... It's one of my highlights of sitting here, you know, when I can watch my audience. No, you laugh. You who are laughing are, by the way, the ones I have identified very often. You know, so don't laugh so quickly. It is a tragedy which happens to all of us, that we are still identified with the wanderings of the mind, and we are suffering. It's not good for us. We are humiliated. We are degraded. We are. You know, what happens when you run after a monkey? No, you will. It's not. He won't bring you into paradise, the monkey. So. So when you do kirtan, this is, I wanted to just say, try to watch it. Do you know Madhava with the Sika? Yes? Madhava sometimes chants for 3 hours. Do you know? In Vrindavan, I think he chants, no? In the MVT building or so. And he told me once that he has trained this. Devotees often asked, why is Madhava singing so concentrated, and when we join him and we are willing to enter this energy, then we also feel so uplifted. It is said, he said to me once, Maharaj, when I notice that my mind drifts away, I'm happy. Oh, why are you happy? No, because I have caught him. Most of the time we don't catch our mind. Because we think that's us, that's now important thinking, important digestion, important, that's our life, we think. We are so identified. Whoa! And so when I catch him, as he goes somewhere where he's not supposed to go, you know, then I'm very, very fortunate, because now I can tell him, please come back. If you don't want to come back, I will not stop chanting. I will not pay attention to you. Better you come back. And so this is something I wanted to just say to you. But I must really say to you, what I notice, I'm trying to say things, some important teaching, but when you chant, you chant very nicely. I think it is perhaps the Ljubljana temple places a lot of emphasis on chanting, isn't it, Manditangi? I heard you have often kirtan festivals, you have youth kirtan, you have holy name festivals during Radhastami. I'm really impressed, you know. I hope what I say is useful for you. But when you're chanting, I'm really impressed. It's very nice. One can feel the atmosphere is very, very saturated. It's not an empty atmosphere. It's a full atmosphere. One can immediately feel that, and that's very, very nice. Do you sometimes space out in kirtan? So it is valuable. Yeah, it does happen. Good. Good. So I will now invite His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj to come. I'm just thinking I won't feel very... Can we just have two chairs here? Maharaj, what do you think? Is it... You like to sit cross-legged on the Vyasasan, or could you either? Then it's easiest. Then we can, because we are. What? No, it goes really simple. If Maharaj is comfortable here, so I thought both of us. Can we just? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you. Yeah. Welcome. Oh, we have place here even for Radhanath Maharaj. It is.
See, now we have place here. Unmanifested form.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. If you want, we can pose later for photos, but now let's keep the atmosphere. Ah, Hare Krishna, Hare Ramas. So good. So let us see. Do you have any questions? Both of us will try our best.
How do we choose who to choose? Should we have somebody choosing for us, maybe?
Maybe I can do...
You can do all the choosing. Yes, yes. Okay. Because I don't want to be partial.
Adaya? Do we have a microphone? Adaya Chandrika has one.
Thank you for wonderful classes, as always. I would like to, I don't know even how to ask, but to distinguish myself with the mind, I'm practicing only when I try to chant with attention and with the kirtan, like you were sharing now to us. But the rest of my life, I'm not doing that. So I really identify myself with everything in every other area in my life. So is it also, could be also okay to be detached or to have this distinction with life in itself, not just when I chant or when I do the kirtan, but also when I do, you know, my living. You know, I'm also so much identifying myself with everything what is happening. It's like, this is me. Mm-hmm. So maybe because I lack of practice, because I'm doing this only in one part of my life, in spiritual life, but not the rest of, which is quite prominent as well. I'm not living only spiritual, I mean, trying to live only spiritual life with material things, but if you know what mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah.
You sure you want me to answer this?
Okay.
I think what Maharaj is doing to us now is he's helping us bring our mind in such a way as that we start to understand the dynamics of how to control it. And using those dynamics, which is not chasing the monkey mind, and at the same time directing the mind towards Krishna or sound vibration. And fundamentally, that is the basis of our success, in the sense that when our sadhana, and this is very important, the foundation by which we build our Krishna consciousness is our morning sadhana. When we're applying these principles and strengthening our attention and devotion during our sadhana period, gives us a mindset that is more controllable and free from the distractions and the wandering minds as we go throughout the day. Just like when you want to build a building, the foundation is the force by which the strength of that building is understood. So I think if we apply what Maharaj is saying and use it to strengthen our sadhana, then that will expand itself out more naturally when we have to deal with the day-to-day activities. And if we don't, if we have weak sadhana or less sadhana, then we're going to be more struggling with the challenges that the mind is faced throughout the day. So there's more to that answer, but this is what I would think is the foundation by which we can control the mind and free the mind from these distractions or unnecessary attractions and keep it connected to Krishna consciousness or Krishna. And it doesn't interfere with getting things done either. This is basically what my experience is, that the morning sadhana is like sacred. It should be completely focused, without distractions, without any other activity.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is that all right?
Wonderful answer, yes. Yes, anyone else, please? Yes, I see. Very nice answer.
Basic.
Hare Krishna. So I have a question. Before joining, more or less, I was unconscious. I was identified 100% with the mind. Now with some process, sometimes unconscious, and I see that the mind is going away, and sometimes maybe I catch him. So my question is how to see on ourselves that we make some progress, or when will our mind stop troubling us, because sometimes we feel discouraged or distressed with our thoughts which come.
The mind is not all bad, but let us stay with the parts when he is troubling us, when he's not cooperating with our spiritual life and spiritual progress. I would just like to recommend to you, when you see a thought or a thought pattern or an emotion or a mood shift coming, then apply the emotional semaphore. Semaphore means traffic light, no? Is it? There are three colors which have a distinct message in a traffic light. Red means stop. Yellow means wait and prepare for starting. And green means go. So when there is a problem, or when there is a thought pattern that is which you can identify as troubling or pulling you down or whatever, then put your self on red. Stop. I'm not reacting now. Maybe someone talks to you and there is a word which they used or an expression in relationship to you which upset you somehow. And don't react immediately, stop. Then switch to wait and prepare. Okay, this is now the situation. I can see my mind is upset or my mind wants this or that. But is this really the best thing? And is there a better way to act? And only when you have a better way, then go. With it, then switch on green. This is the most simple but yet so absolutely effective practice without calling it maybe the emotional traffic light and without having the concept of red, yellow and green and what the messages of these colors are. Spiritualists have always entered what is called the Sakshit Dvena, the witness consciousness, where they watched what was going on and did not react spontaneously or impulsively, I wanted to say. Hare Krishna. Yes, there is a...
Take one. Yes. You take that one?
Yeah.
That's my disciple.
Wonderful.
That's not fair.
No.
So, because we see that in this kind of today's way of living, people are really weak-minded. Like, generally, if you go to the streets in Sakarta, you just see how people are not regulated, they are not determined, and how much they're easily persuaded in many things. So just can you just make us aware maybe how this modern way of living is actually influencing us to be weak-minded and how this weak-mindedness is connected to, like, directly to this chanting?
Let me see if I understood. That weak-mindedness that is in the general atmosphere is also affecting us? And how, what is the ultimate question? How not to be affected?
Can you also make us aware how this modern way of living, if we just follow this modern way of living, it's actually make us, it is influencing our minds and it's actually destroying our path to bhakti?
If you let it.
shouldn't let it. Well, you might say the Krishna consciousness, or just the process of becoming Krishna consciousness, is to avoid those things that distract you away from Krishna or are unnecessary distractions. I think it falls into the category is that Sanatana Goswami makes the point that things that are favorable for Krishna consciousness, you should understand what they are and move in that direction. And things that are unfavorable, you should understand what they are and avoid them. So, avoiding people in the interaction of day-to-day life, especially if you're in the world, is not possible. But then again, it depends on how strong you are, whether you're influenced by what they're doing, saying, or influencing in one way or the other. So it comes back to us again, not to be affected, or to strengthen our minds to focus on what is important, what is Krishna conscious. Now, it's not going to be perfect, because if you have to interact with that atmosphere, you're going to find yourself maybe doing or saying things that you would not necessarily do. But try not to fall into a pattern where you actually enjoy that. You might have to do that as a necessary thing to carry on business. But it's not a matter of looking for enjoyment in that. It's more or less getting the job done. But the more we associate with devotees, the more we read the books and understand the books, the more we can strengthen our consciousness, where we can see how our minds are being affected and avoid that. And it comes right back to what Maharaj said, don't chase the monkey mind, or don't chase those other minds that are like monkeys also.
Yes, thank you very much. Any other questions at this moment? Yes, one. What is your good name, please? Oh, what a wonderful name. Thank you. Yes.
I have a question regarding, there are sometimes some circumstances when it is even more difficult to control the mind. For example, when the body is tired and when the mind is tired. I very often struggle with this because at that time it seems that the mind loses the ability to focus and it really has a tendency to just get completely distracted. So what to do in such situations to not allow the mind to go?
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada tells us, and so the question was, in difficult situations where the body or mind is tired, it seems to be even more difficult to control the mind. So what to do to not harm yourself in this situation? Srila Prabhupada has told a very interesting analogy. The analogy places emphasis on you need to perhaps do something else at that time. And he gave the analogy that once there was a group of pilgrims, I forgot where they were going to, perhaps the Gangotri, the Himalayas, and in the group of pilgrims was a professional thief. I do not know if you know kleptomania, have you heard about it?
Yeah.
It's an urge which suddenly comes over you and is almost uncontrollable. We have in our community, embarrassingly, we have two cases of young people who have this. And they can't control it. When they are in the shop, they have to steal something. The urge is so strong. I don't. If you don't have it, you will not understand it. So he was a professional thief. He had that. When he saw, when he would sit next to Chandramouli Maharaj, he would think, I must get his garland. I don't have this. you know, he would see the pair of glasses. Ah, I'm going to get it. It's somehow some disease or something. So he was a professional thief, and he woke up in the night and he saw all the pilgrims were sleeping, fast asleep. And it was that hour of the night where those who sleep really sleep. And he saw all the bundles of the pilgrims where they had maybe their valuables, maybe the men had some silver there or their money or I don't know, maybe a good spoon or anything, you know. So it was the paradise for any professional thief. And he went and started to open the first bundle, you know, piece of luggage to get the thing. But then he noticed, my God, I'm on a pilgrimage. I'm going to Gangotri. And I'm stealing from these pious people. Where will I go? What punishment will Yamaraj have for me? I can't do this. So he did something else. What you will find out in a second. In the morning, all the pilgrims woke up and they were reaching for their bundles where they had their soaps and their items for their morning routine, you know, cleaning and so on. But no one found his bundle. And they looked around. Then someone walked over amongst the bundles and said, "Ha ha ha! My bundle is there. If but when I fall asleep, it was next to my head." So all the pilgrims reported something else. First they couldn't find the bundle, then they looked for it, and then they found it at a different place where they had put it the evening when they went to bed. Mm. What is this? Was there some gorilla here? You know, they didn't know what was the solution until the professional thief spoke out. He said, "I'm a professional thief. And at midnight I was overcome with this desire to steal, but then by the Lord's mercy I understood that this is a greatly sinful activity, but I needed to do something with my stealing energy. So I placed it here. This is good advice to all of us when our minds are all of a sudden trying to compel us or force us to do something, and it's so strong. Then you have to do something else with that oof and off and o energy, which is, you know, working within you, and do something. You can see many devotees do the oof and ah and off energy and put it into energetic dancing and kirtan. Yes. They engage that energy in a way that is not harmful. So when you find yourself overwhelmed by negativity, that's the thing I think you are worried about. Then take some time, you know, go somewhere else. Think, know that now your mind has become the criminal mind. You know, it wants to hurt and
and so on. I think lower thoughts. Go in the nature, sit for a while, pray, and have a talk with God. And after some time, you will see that the mind is in its normal space. Or don't act when it comes in the harmful way, but divert the energy somewhere else. Divert yourself. Why should the mind always distract you? Why not distract your mind? How do I do that? Well, give it something to think. Have you ever seen with children that the children go, the greatest problem has happened. There is a blueberry which fell in the soup, you know, and now they cry and cry and cry. What then? What do? You go, look here! The child, oh yes, and he has forgotten the blueberry problem, you know, which after all was perhaps not so big. Why not distract the mind? Hare Krishna. Yes, maybe, perhaps this devotee. Yeah. Yes.
Good answer. That's interesting.
Hare Krishna, thank you. So, as far as I understood, that one of the businesses of our mind is to seek pleasure. So, if we at least theoretically understood that. Spiritual life offer much higher fulfillment than pleasure. So why is it so that our mind still is more inclined to seek pleasure in material life? It oftentimes happened to me. So why is it so? Thank you.
It's called conditioned nature. When you, you know, when you first get into the shower to, you know, take care of getting clean, and it's not that you're clean in the first couple of seconds. So the process works, but the conditioned nature is always going to be reminding us of what we used to do, still have some tendency towards, and so the mind will bring it back to that. So the mind is thinking, feeling, and then doing or not doing based on the nature of that feeling. So we have to, in that feeling stage, we have to direct our intelligence at that point to direct the mind away. And the intelligence has to be guided by higher authority or knowledge. So then when we remember that actually, yeah, why am I wasting my time or actually thinking about trying to enjoy when I know the real enjoyment or the real purpose of my life right now is to experience the pleasures or the happiness that comes by way of devotional service. And as you said, it is higher. But the tendency is, because of our conditioned nature, it still goes back. And then there's things which we experience in the environment, which triggers our desire to enjoy in a material way. We see something, or we come across some situation that reminds us of something that we enjoyed in the past. Something, because the mind works both on the conscious level and on the unconscious level. And the objects and the environment trigger the unconscious to again try to experience what we used to like to do, formerly did, or even have some tendency towards it now. So ultimately we have to guide that mind away from that, or that desire to enjoy in the so-called material way or inferior way, towards Krishna. So one of the main principles is to redirect the mind towards Krishna, towards the chanting of the holy name, Or divert the mind away from the object that is actually attracting us. As Maharaj answered that question in the previous one, let's just change the situation. But the best way is to, you know, realize that, you know, I'm still have that tendency. I'm not fully purified yet. And therefore, these tendencies will come up. So again, remind ourselves, why am I going for this so-called pleasure, which is not really pleasure? Let me go for the real pleasure. Let me remember Krishna. Let me think of Krishna's beautiful form. Let me chant his holy name. Let me do some service that will be pleasing to Krishna and the devotees. We can't not do nothing. The mind cannot stop. It's just continually moves. But you want to move it in that direction, towards the spiritual. And so, and as I think Maharaj answered it in his lecture, that, you know, he used the example of Madhava when he's chanting. And all of a sudden the mind goes away. And then you realize that the mind has gone away. When you realize that. And that's part of practicing Krishna consciousness. You have to be observant to see what the mind is actually doing. And then stop it and redirect it towards Krishna. But don't get discouraged. Sometimes devotees get discouraged because it becomes overwhelming at sometimes. But if we stay with the process and don't listen to the wandering mind when he goes to that area and bring it back, Krishna says, whenever and wherever the mind wanders due to its unsteady and flickering nature, bring it back under the control of the self. We bring it back towards the spiritual. That's all. And that happens with all of us. Some of us more, some of us less, but we all have to deal with that until we actually reach the stage of pure consciousness. And it's just the way the mind is. It's going to bring us back to these other things. But see it as a challenge rather than as a defeat. Here's a good chance to make advancement by remembering Krishna rather than being discouraged by getting overwhelmed by what we don't want.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much. I'm aware of the time and your time. I suggest we stop here, but ask Tambi to please say how we continue and everything. And I just wanted to say thank you very much for this, for your questions, which were all on the point, really, of seeing with our mind who is, whom we have identified as a possible distractor, no? He's always there. I think best is you say now, and then I will give some tip for how to spend the afternoon.
Thank you for this workshop, and thank you to both Maharajas for answering the questions.
He's the best.
But there's best, better, and more best. That is the spiritual understanding of the word. So we got more best.
So the program now is, it's 2 o'clock. We have lunch prasadam, and then we have three hours of free time.
Wonderful.
Till 5 o'clock, when we meet again here for kirtan, 1 hour kirtan, and then 1 hour Krishna katha, and again kirtan. And Satyananda Maharaj will give us some tips how to spend these 3 hours.
Yes. Yes, it's good if you, these 3 hours, my dear devotees, is I think they are crucial for your retreat experience. We had in the past, we had really put everything was very, very full, but I really think we need time to digest. Also, during the retreat, it's very, very necessary, I mean, it's necessary always, but to chant and complete our 16 rounds and not in the evening and the night, you know, when there is Krishna Katha, these 3 hours which you have at this prasadam, you should use it please for completing the rounds if you still have any rounds left. I have 4 more rounds to chant. I will use them. And you might also like to use them by walking in this beautiful area and just sitting somewhere, maybe reviewing what you have learned, maybe going through notes if you took any, if not, just in your mind, renewing and so on. Just digest this also. Without digesting a meal, the meal will not serve you very much. In the same way, when you have all these when you have these spiritual answers and this kirtans and these points, you know, you need to think about them. Otherwise, you will never. For instance, this morning you have to now think: how will I come from forced faith to natural faith? What does this mean to me? I don't want to remain short-sighted, mechanic, ritualistic, external person for the rest of my life. You know, I have to make a plan about this. So this is digestion time, both in the physical as well as in the spiritual sense, and. Please use it wisely. For tomorrow, we are planning it, in the planning state still, and really interesting digestion, spiritual digestion thing in this 3 hours. It is a real surprise. I hope it will work. It will be something very memorable. But surprises have to cannot be told now. So thank you very much for your participation. I'm very, very happy. This is a wonderful, very serious atmosphere, very concentrated, focused, spiritual, kind, everything. You are wonderful. And so see you all. When do we join?
5 o'clock.
There will be more kirtan. We will request also Gaur Krishna to sing more. Ananda Chaitanya we have. Wow. He will also sing, and others. So 5 o'clock, huh? And then there will be Krishna Katha. Wow! I have already something wonderful I've never told before. So
interesting.
See you then at 5 o'clock. Have a wonderful afternoon. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.